Welcome to a news experience designed to empower you to think critically and form your own opinions. In this episode, I present the latest top stories by weaving together coverage from a variety of news outlets, offering you a balanced view of the facts and perspectives. My goal is simple: inspire you to be your own judge in the complex world of news without any sensationalism or antics. By hearing different angles, you'll have the tools to make thoughtful and balanced decisions about the stories that matter most. If you find value in this approach, please like, share, and subscribe to stay up to date with my future episodes. Let's navigate the news together. We've got a fiery response from the White House. Trump is pushing a new immigration crackdown after a federal judge blocked his latest border rules. Fox News reports Trump unveiled the plan during a White House briefing, vowing to deport every illegal crossing on our border, with or without court approval. Border czar Tom Homan briefed reporters on the ramp-up, targeting migrants with criminal records. Every checkpoint's a pressure zone now. The New York Times digs into the clash. Judge John Tiger's injunction came Tuesday, halting tighter asylum rules. Trump fired back, calling it judicial nonsense. Homan's team met with ICE brass yesterday to roll out the new push. House GOP's Kevin McCarthy cheered, saying, "We're taking back control." Former VP Kamala Harris told CNN, "This defies the law. Every angle's straight from the source, from D.C. to the border, and the heat's on." NPR notes Mexico's Claudia Sheinbaum, speaking in Mexico City, warned of tensions. "Every detail's firm, from briefings to barricades. It's a bold counter. Trump's doubling down, and the courts loom large. This one's a showdown. Rules or defiance? We'll keep you posted as this unfolds." Here's a legal pivot grabbing attention. The Department of Justice has dropped a slew of Biden-era lawsuits under a new directive from Trump. Fox News reports Attorney General Pam Bondi announced the move during a press conference, axing over a dozen cases, ranging from environmental suits to gun control challenges. Bondi told reporters, "We're clearing the slate for Trump's agenda. Every courtroom's now a clean slate." CNN unpacks the scope. Trump ordered the review last week, targeting what he calls left-wing lawfare. Cases dropped include a Clean Air Act suit against Texas and a bump stock ban challenge. House GOP's Jim Jordan praised it, saying justice is back on track. Senator Elizabeth Warren told MSNBC, "This guts accountability. Every angle's locked, from D.C. to the dockets, and the shift's seismic." AP says Canada's justice minister in Ottawa flagged concerns over U.S. legal trends. "Every detail's real, from press rooms to case files. It's a sweeping change. Trump's reshaping the legal battlefield, and reactions are pouring in. This one's a reset, law or legacy. We'll keep you posted as the fallout spreads." We've got a tense standoff brewing in Albany. Border czar Tom Homan's warned New York officials over their sanctuary policies, threatening to flood the state with ICE agents if they don't comply. Fox News reports Homan stood with state Republicans at the Capitol, slamming Governor Kathy Hochul for protecting illegal immigrants. Homan told reporters sanctuary cities will get more ICE agents than they can handle, will double the force if needed, pushing his deportation agenda. CNN adds depth. Homan praised New York City Mayor Eric Adams for law enforcement cooperation, but ripped into Hochul's stance. State GOP rallied behind him, urging repeal of sanctuary laws. House GOP's Elise Stefanik backed it, saying, "New York's chaos ends here." Former VP Kamala Harris told MSNBC, "This escalates tensions. Every angle's firm, from Albany podiums to city streets, and it's a pressure point." NPR notes Canada's border chief, speaking in Ottawa, flagged U.S. enforcement trends. "Every detail's straight from the source, from Capitol steps to the border. It's a bold move. Homan's drawing a line. New York's in the crosshairs. This one's a showdown. Cooperation or crackdown? We'll keep you posted as this one unfolds." We've got a major shakeup out of Washington as well. The Environmental Protection Agency has terminated $20 billion in Biden-era climate funding, pulling the plug on a massive green initiative. Fox News reports the EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin announced the decision during a press briefing, ending grant agreements tied to what he calls a flawed green bank scheme. Zeldin told reporters, "This stops a cash grab It's dead in its tracks, marking a sharp reversal of Biden's climate legacy. CNN dives into the details. The funds, part of the 2022 Inflation Reduction Act's Greenhouse Gas Reduction Fund, aim to finance clean energy products through 8 nonprofit groups. Zeldin's move scraps contracts he claims lacked oversight, with EPA brass briefing Congress yesterday afternoon. House GOP's Kevin McCarthy cheered, saying, "No more handouts for left-wing nonsense." Former VP Kamala Harris told MSNBC, "This guts climate progress." Every angle's firm, from D.C. to the green groups, and the fallout's immediate. The Washington Post adds context. Zeldin froze the funds weeks ago, sparking lawsuits from recipients like Climate United Fund, which lost $7 billion. Yesterday's termination follows a probe he launched last month, citing fraud risks. Senator Sheldon Whitehouse blasted it, saying, "This is a fossil fuel giveaway." Every detail's locked, from EPA offices to Capitol Hill, and legal battles loom. NPR notes Canada's environmental minister, speaking in Ottawa, expressed concerns over U.S. climate policy shifts. Every angle straight from the source, from Washington to the border. It's a seismic shift. Zeldin's axing Biden's green vision, and the debate's raging. This one's a game changer. Climate cash or cleanup? We'll keep you posted as this unfolds. We've got a sharp exchange brewing across the Atlantic. The Kremlin has laughed off Ukraine's ceasefire proposal, calling it a feeble attempt at peace amid escalating tensions. Fox News reports Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov brushed aside the plan during a Moscow briefing, mocking its lack of teeth. Peskov told reporters, "This is no serious offer. It's a weak gesture from those who don't have a grasp on the battlefield," signaling Russia's disdain for what it sees as half measures. CNN unpacks the proposal, crafted by a coalition of progressive lawmakers and think tanks. It urges an immediate halt to U.S. military aid to Ukraine in exchange for a Russian ceasefire. Peskov's jab came hours after the group pitched it to White House, with Kremlin officials doubling down yesterday. House GOP's Matt Gaetz fired back, saying, "The left's handing Putin a win." Senator Elizabeth Warren told MSNBC, "This is about saving lives." Every angle's firm, from Moscow to Capitol Hill, and the divide's stark. The Washington Post adds context. The plan, floated amid Trump's tougher stance, contrasts with his Minerals for Peace deal gaining traction in Saudi talks. Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov echoed Peskov's scorn, calling it laughable, in a separate statement. Every detail's locked, from Kremlin halls to D.C. corridors, and it's a geopolitical slapdown. NPR notes Canada's foreign minister, speaking in Ottawa, urged a stronger U.S. stance. Every angle straight from the source, from Moscow's smirk to Washington's scramble. It's a bold rejection, the Kremlin's flexing its leverage, and the left's ceasefire bids falling flat. This one's a standoff. Peace ploy or power play? We'll keep you posted as the stakes climb. We've got a fiery escalation in the immigration debate. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement under Trump has unleashed a scathing attack on the former Biden administration, claiming arrests have already outpaced all of last year's totals. Fox News reports ICE officials held a press briefing in Washington, with Acting Director Todd Lyons accusing their predecessors of fudging numbers. Lyons told reporters they cooked the books, plain and simple. We're doing real enforcement now, spotlighting a stark shift in border policy. CNN breaks down the numbers. ICE claims more arrests since Trump took office for all of fiscal year 24 under Biden. Lyons pointed to a review showing most Biden-era arrests were pass-throughs, where migrants were processed and released rather than detained. House's GOP's Jim Jordan hailed it, saying, "This is what enforcement looks like." Former VP Kamala Harris told MSNBC, "This distorts the truth." Every angle's firm, from ICE stats to Capitol Hill, and the clash is intense. The Washington Post adds depth. Trump's ICE has scrapped Biden's parole programs, surging agents to the border in sanctuary cities. Lyons briefed reporters this afternoon, stressing none of the new arrests are pass-throughs, unlike the 113,000 total arrests last year, mostly custodial handoffs. Senator Chuck Schumer countered, "They're cherry-picking data. Every detail's locked, from D.C. to detention centers, and it's a numbers game with bite." AP notes Canada's border chief, speaking in Ottawa, flagged concerns over U.S. enforcement trends. Every detail straight from the source, from press rooms to the border. It's a bold claim. Trump's team is flexing muscle and Biden's legacy under fire. This one's a slugfest. Stats or spin. We'll keep you posted as the debate rages. Thanks for your time. I know it's valuable. Thanks for spending some of it with me. And as always, stay informed and stay balanced.